So in a ball game that took just 2.5 hours to play, but it also included 2 hours and 8 minutes of delay time. It's quite the win for your ball club. I want to start, maybe if you don't mind, with Pablo Garabitos and what he did out of the bullpen for you guys. Coming in the first inning, he was up a lot yesterday, didn't get a chance to throw, but he comes in, throws today, and was just great for you guys.
Yeah, hey, Garavito was outstanding. Like, he gave us the chance to win the game today, because, you know, it is hard when you lose your starter in the first inning. Like, you always expect to use the whole bullpen, but, you know, because he did so good, he went like 2 or 3 innings, and then, you know, that gave us a chance to don't use the whole arm of the bullpen, and, you know, give us a chance to win the game today.
I talked about it on the broadcast, and I think most fans know, but once a starter hits, or any pitcher for that matter, hits about 30 pitches in an inning, that's pretty much it. So it's nothing that Cornell maybe did that forced him out of the game. It was really just, that's kind of how it has to work when you're developing arms. Is that right?
Yeah. That's part of the, you know, player development, because when you got your starter or, you know, any of the pitchers that they are around 30, 35 pitches, you know, that's when we pull the trigger and take him out, and, you know, and just talk to the guys to, you know, to get ready and be prepared for the next outing.
So you have Garabitos out there giving you a chance, like you said, to come back, and then Jackson Chorio does a fantastic job. Obviously, 3 hits tonight, but just a spark plug that looked like he really just ignited the offense.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. Like, he looks electric. Everything he does defensively on the bases, and then what he can do with his bat is outstanding, you know. Like, even the other team say, like, you know, every time he's on deck, like, wow, this kid have a quick bat. And then, you know, I'm so happy on what I'm seeing so far. I know he's young, but I think he's going to be a really good impact for the team.
So obviously, you guys do get the chance to come back, but it comes after the ball game is stopped because of rain. And then after the fifth inning, when the game could have been called, the decision is made to continue going. You guys obviously came very close to coming back to tie it. But what was that conversation like in deciding to allow the game to continue?
Yeah, first of all, credit to the grounds crew, because, you know, they tarped the field right on time. And, you know, after waiting like for like almost 2 hours, the conversation with the umpire and the other team, you know, we look at the outfield grass, and it was good. And I know, because they tarped the field on time, you know, the field was really good to play. And like I say, all the credit to the grounds crew that allow us to complete the game, and then happen what happened right now.
Yeah. You get a chance late to almost take the lead. Hedbert Perez hits that moonshot to right center that looked like, I thought it hit maybe the wall on the fly just by the sound of it. It was hard to see from a distance, but what'd you see on that one?
It was hard to see, to be honest. Like, from my view, I saw the ball hit the glove, and then, you know, the guy was able to make the catch after that. But, you know, we saw some videos, and it hit a little bit of the wall after it hit the glove. But like I said, you know, it's a tough call on there, because the umpire is really way far for that play. So there's nothing we can do on that one.
And then finally, you guys get the lead for the first time, and Oswald Leonis with just a rocket home run that just ignites the ballpark. The few people that were here left to see it still, but what a moment in the ball game!
Yes, it was. I was really happy. I was on fire, like the players, you know, and it was really fun to watch Leonis doing, you know, giving us a chance to win the game like that. And, you know, I think that gives the team confidence, that gives the team the chance to continue to play good. And you know, I was really happy, because the guy has been competing since spring training. Like, we have a couple games like that we were behind 8th, 9th inning, and then we were able to turn everything around and win the game.
And we've already talked about Michele Vasilotti, obviously, a couple nights ago. But again, great outing for you. And then Christian Tripp gets a save. 4 wins now for Vasilotti. I mean, those guys just been so good out of the bullpen.
Yeah, all credit to him. You know, after, you know, like I said, after a 2 hours delay, the guys were still able to stay in the game, lock in mentally. You know, and Vasilotti threw the ball really well. And then Tripp was outstanding. It was good to see Tripp saving again, because, you know, I know the last time wasn't that good, but now that's going to build his confidence again back.
Yeah, nice way to bounce back. Nice way to bounce back for you guys after kind of a tough one last night. Just not a lot of offense late, obviously, but a good win tonight. Congratulations. Through it all, you guys got it. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.